Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, as Matthew 16:16, but to say that he's God Almighty himself, I don't see that in Scripture. And I was just wondering if I'm going to hell because of that.
Well, that's a great question. Now, it's my personal belief that the term Son of God is itself an evidence for the deity of Jesus Christ. It is true that the term can refer to the offspring of another, but the more important meaning in this case is that it means of the order of. For example, sons of the prophets meant prophet. A son of the singers meant a singer. And then likewise, the term Son of God among the ancients meant of the order of God. In other words, the very phrase Son of God indicated that Jesus had the sameness of nature and equality of being as God. And that's one of the reasons why the Jews tried to kill Jesus when he claimed to be the Son of God, because they understood him to be claiming to be God himself. We have a law, they said, and according to that law, he ought to die because he made himself the Son of God. John 19:7. I also believe this is an eternal sonship. If there was a time when the Son was not the Son, then there's a time when the Father was not the Father. The Scriptures indicate that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved. In other words, before Christ even came to the earth, he was the Son of God. Scripture also says in Hebrews 1:2 that the universe was created through the Son of God, as the Son of God. And as you know from Isaiah 44:24, only Yahweh is the creator. But again, I think that the very term Son of God is an indication that Jesus is God. Now, here's something very, very important. From my human side, I would want to say, oh, no, you're not going to go to hell. I mean, nobody's going to be separated from Christ because of that. But one of the things that really strikes me and got my attention is John's gospel, where Jesus said in John's gospel, unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. And he was talking to the Jewish leaders. Now, in the original Greek, it translates this way: unless you believe that I am, you shall die in your sins. In other words, he's pointing back to the name of God in Exodus 3:14, where God reveals to Moses that his name is I Am.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.